姊妹平安
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再有一次机会，能够一同来寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord's will together.
我们在读圣经前，我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray before we read the scriptures.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you praises and thanksgiving.
为着你，借着你儿子所给我们的拯救，我们敬拜你。
We worship you for the salvation you have given us through your Son.
为着你儿子在十字架上打破了撒旦的头，掳掠的仇敌，我们赞美你。
We praise you for your Son has crushed the head of Satan on the cross and taken the captives captive.
为着你儿子死而复活。升上高天，我们赞美你。
We praise you for your Son risen from the dead and ascended to heaven.
为着你儿子现在坐在天上宝座的右边，等候神使仇敌成为他的脚凳，我们赞美你。
We praise you for your Son is now sitting on the right hand side of the Father's throne and waiting for the enemy become your footstool.
我们也赞美你，赐给教会，真是能够成为你儿子的心腹。能够你的得胜，真是你儿子的得胜，成为你教会的得胜。
And we also praise you that you have given your church to become the bride of your son, and also the victory of your son become the victory of the church.
我们一同来到你面前，求你向我们的心说话。
As we come before you, that may you speak to our hearts.
在耶稣基督的宝血底下向我们说话。
Speak to us through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
在神所赐全副的军装底下向我们说话。
Speak to us under the full panoply of God from God.
在主你所赐无限量的圣灵充满底下向我们说话。
And speak to us through the infinite of the Holy Spirit.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，堵住所有一切的破口。
Lead us away from temptation and let us avoid evil and stop all the breaches.
求你把话从宝座倾倒下来，求你释放你的话，也求你让说话的、翻译的、听话的，都得着你第一手的话。
Pray that you pour down your words from the throne, and also release your words, and also let the ones who speak, the one who translate, and those who listen receive your words.
让我们一同预备好迎接我们主耶稣的再来，并且我们欢欢喜喜的能够站立在。我们的主面前。
Let us be ready for our Lord's return, and also we can joyfully stand before our Lord.
我们把下面的时间，把我们每一位聚集都无依无靠的交托你。
We commit the following time, and each one of us, without any other reliance, we commit to you.
吹气在你的话上，也吹气在你话语的释放上。
Breathe upon your words, and also upon the releasing of your words.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督宝贵荣耀的名。
We thank the Lord, pray in the precious and glorious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。好，我们先读第一段的圣经，在以弗所书第六章，从第十节到二十节。
So we will read the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 to 20.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength.
穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the panoply of God that you may be able to stand against the artifice of the devil.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战。乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切。还能站立得住。
For this reason, take to you the panoply of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand therefore, having girded about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate for righteousness.
用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋，穿在脚上。
And shut your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Have also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Praying at all seasons with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching unto this very thing with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
And for me, in order that utterance might be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness, the mystery of the glad tidings.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For which I am an ambassador bound with the chain that I might be bold in as I ought to speak.
第二处的圣经在希伯来书十一章第一、第二节。
Second place of scripture, book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 and 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
For in the power of this, the elders have obtained testimony.
我们回到这以弗所书上。
So let's go back to Book of Ephesians.
我们经过一段时间，我们应该越来越清楚，基督徒只要你愿意走在神旨意的道路上，你是一定会遇到属灵的征战。
So after a certain period of time, that we should be even more clear that as long as Christians would like to walk upon the will of God, then you should definitely encounter spiritual warfare.
这个征战的性质，在十二节说，六章十二节说，不是与属血气的征战。
For the principle of the struggle is in chapter 6, verse 12, that our struggle is not against blood and flesh.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But against principalities, against authorities, against universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies.
所以这个征战有肉眼看得见的一面，更有肉眼看不见的那一面。
So with this spiritual warfare, there's this part that we can see in our fleshly eyes, but also the part that we cannot see with our fleshly eyes.
就算是我们遇到了肉眼看得见的那一面，但是很可能后面更大的那个支配因素，那个影响的因素，是肉眼看不见的那一面。
So even though what we encounter might be seen with our fleshly eyes, but what's even more, the reason governing behind all these is invisible to our fleshly eyes.
所以在这里呢，他特别告诉我们，我们要真正的在基督里。
So here especially tell us we shall truly be in Christ.
要真正的在他的大能大力里面，要成为刚强的人。
Truly be strong in him and in the might of his strength.
所以如果我们不是在这里，在这样的情况底下，我们面对这个征战，我们已经是属于战败的状态。
Therefore, if we are not under such circumstances, then when we face the warfare, we already got defeated.
而且呢，他说要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
But here also says that take to you the panoply of God.
所以我们要穿上全副的军装， 而不是偶尔，我们要时常穿上。
So we shall always put on the panoply of God, not just seldomly.
这里也告诉我们，我们的日子有一个特性，叫做磨难的日子，其实呢就是邪恶的日子。
And here it tells us there is a special characteristics of our days, which is the evil day.
所以黑暗势力可能用邪恶的许多的情况、事情、人，或者是我们想象不到的一些的情况发生，所以呢，使我们真的感觉这个日子是邪恶的日子。
So therefore, the power of darkness uses all kinds of situations, people, or things that's happening, and therefore we do feel the days are evil day.
但是呢，我们是在这个征战中呢，不是我们去做什么，是我们要靠得住，站立得稳。
But in the midst of the warfare, it's not that we are doing things on our own, but we stand by the Lord.
所以不是我们一天到晚就针对我们敌对的对象在跟他斗来斗去。
So it's not that we're always fighting with those we are against.
在主里，在他的大能大力里。
In Christ, in the power of his might.
在全副的军装里面。
Under the full panoply of God.
而且被圣灵大大的充满到一个地步，可以随时多方的祷告祈求。
And also being greatly filled by the Holy Spirit to such a point, we can always pray with all supplication in prayers.
所以我们是需要在一个地步，你任何时候，你都是在一个可以随时进入祷告的状态。
So we should be under the situation that in all kinds of situations, we can immediately enter into the prayers.
而且还能够警醒，不会疲倦。
And we shall be watchful and not grow weary.
而且祷告的范围不只在我个人身上，祷告的范围也要包括所有的圣徒、众弟兄姊妹。
And the areas we pray about is not only individually, but includes all the saints.
祷告的范围也要这个特别为照着神旨意的工作、神旨意要成就的工作去祷告。
And the area we should pray shall be according to God's will and the things he will accomplish in his will.
而特别为着神旨意成就的工作的那些的圣徒，他们可能正在面临我们想象不到极其的激烈的属灵的征战中，只有圣灵教我们，我们可以在这祷告中来与他们同工。
And especially for the saints who can be partaking with the accomplishing of God's will, they might be in such fierce warfare which we cannot imagine. So therefore, we should co-work with God to pray for them.
我记得那个 Austin Sparks 他讲他一个经历。
I remember Brother Austin Sparks spoke about one of his experiences.
他那个时候因为还住在英国，但是呢，他到美国，到芝加哥去开一个特会。
When, as he was still living in UK, but however, he went to Chicago for a special conference.
然后他在特会中呢，他在还没开始的时候，他就觉得非常非常的软弱，莫名其妙的，甚至他连说话都有困难，甚至他的心思什么都好像受到很大的搅扰，很混乱。
And before the conference even started, he felt so weak to such a point that he even had hard time speak, and also his mind has been greatly being disturbed.
甚至到一个地步，他要祷告，都好像不知道从哪里祷告起。
And even to the point that he did not even know where to start to pray.
他在非常为难的时候，他在信心里面向主祷告。
In such great difficulty that he prayed to God in faith.
他做什么祷告呢？
What did he pray? Have you ever thought of?
他说我用信心接受我在英国跟我一起聚会的弟兄姊妹为我所做的祷告。
He said that by faith he received the brothers and sisters who gathered with him together in UK that they have been praying for him.
我想我们很难听到这样的祷告。
I think it's hard for us to hear such prayers.
然后呢，他这个祷告宣告出去之后，他就释放了。
So as soon as he proclaimed such prayer, then he was set free.
然后他就很顺利的把那个特会他要服侍的部分就服侍好。
And very smoothly, he was able to complete the ministry.
然后等到他回去以后，他跟这些弟兄姊妹见面的时候，他就在一个机会里面就提到这件事。
So after he returned to UK, he mentioned with the brothers sisters about this.
然后呢，他那些弟兄姊妹就问说：“你可不可以告诉我们哈，你讲的时间是几年几月几日，什么时候？”
So those brothers sisters who meet with him ask him that, would you please tell us what time and what day that was?
结果他们两个时间一对，刚刚好，他们同一个时间。
And it was exactly the same time they were praying these prayers.
那个时候没有像现在这么方便了、啊，你可以打个 iPhone 啊，啊，那个时候是很久以前的事情了。
Back then it was not like nowadays they can just call out. It was a long time ago.
那时候恐怕连打个电报都没那么方便了。
Back then it was even difficult and not convenient for a telefax.
但是圣灵知道。
But the Holy Spirit knew.
圣灵我的弟兄姊妹有负担，能够迫切为他祷告。
The Holy Spirit knew that through the brothers sisters have the burden and very earnestly pray for him.
圣灵感动，所以圣灵的感动是双面的，一面在 Spark 身上，一面在那些愿意为他祷告、那些预备好要祷告的器皿身上。
So the anointing, the touching of the Holy Spirit is double-sided. On the one hand, it's on Brother Spark, and also on the other hand, it touches those brothers sisters who were praying for him.
所以这里的确有一个很特殊的学习。
So here truly have a very special learning.
一面在征战中。
On the one hand, it's in the spiritual warfare.
但是征战中不是叫我们一直看我们所遇到的人事物。
But under the warfare does not tell us to keep looking to focus upon the things and people we focus.
就是在征战中，你能不能够在一切的搅扰、一切的困难、一切的这个让你就是分心的情况底下，你能够穿过一切到达宝座。
And under the warfare, are you able to transcend all those things that distract you and that bothers you? However, you transcend all these and reach to the throne.
所以在主里何等的重要。
Therefore, how important it is to be in the Lord.
在他的大能大力里面何等的重要。
How important it is to be under in his might.
在全副的军装底下何等的重要。
How important it is to be under the full armor of God.
在主无限量的圣灵的充满底下何等的重要。
And how important it is to be greatly filled by the unlimited of His Holy Spirit.
所以首先需要站住。
So first, stand.
然后呢，还要成就了一切，也就是神旨意还要成就，还有要成就的那个部分，成就了一切还是站立得住。
And also accomplish all things which is what God will accomplish in His will and still to stand.
所以这像那个尼希米他那个重建耶路撒冷城墙的时候，敌人是很具体的在攻击搅扰，但是他们一面拿武器，一面呢这个亲手把城墙建立起来。
Just like when Nehemiah, when they were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, that on the one hand they were building, however, on the other hand, the enemies were trying to attack them in all ways. So they were on the one hand building and at the same time holding the weapons.
虽然我们看这些事情哈，不是只是看一个故事，过去的啊，跟我呢一辈子不会发生关系。
Hopefully, we are not just reading those as the stories in the past, which will never have anything to do with me.
如果我们还想主再来的时候能够欢喜站立在他的面前，那这样的情况跟我们呢就会非常的密切。
If we still would like to stand before the Lord joyfully when He returns, then all those things have so much to do with us.
所以今天我们看这个全副军装的信心的部分。
So today we look at the faith part of the panoply.
所以他说要拿起信心当作藤牌，可以灭尽恶者，那恶者一切的火箭。
Having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one.
信心我们可能是最熟悉的。
We might be very familiar about faith.
但也可能我们虽然熟悉，但也是我们很陌生的。
It might be even though we're familiar with it, but we're actually very strange with it.
好，我给大家看罗马书第三章告诉我们信心的几个方面。
Let me show you Book of Romans chapter 3, which tells about several aspects about faith.
第一个在罗马书第三章第三节说，即便有不信，这有何妨呢？难道他们的不信就废掉神的信吗？
Book of Romans chapter 3 verse 3. For what if some have not believed, shall their unbelief make the faith of God of none effect?
这里先讲到犹太人，虽然神给他们律法，神给他们呼召，神也给他们使命，但是呢，他们有一个问题，就是不信。
So here it talks about the Jews, even though God gave them the calling and mission, however, their problem was unbelief.
那不信呢，他们的不信，他说就废掉，废掉这个字呢，跟在哥林多前书第十三章讲说归于无有是一样的那个字。
So here the word make it of non-effect, which is the similar as 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
把什么东西归于无有呢？神的信心。
Makes what things become non-effect, which is the faith of God.
所以这里有一个信心是神的信心。
So here's the faith of God.
神的信心，但神的信心呢，我们要明白或者我们要认识神的信心，我们要从耶稣基督来认识神的信心。
In order for us to understand and to know the face of God, we have to know it from Jesus Christ.
那我们再看这个三章二十二节有这么一段话。
And Book of Romans chapter 3 verse 22.
他说神的义，因为信心，因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Righteousness of God by faith of Jesus Christ towards all and upon all those who believe, for there is no difference.
这个中文的翻译你就看不出来耶稣基督的信心。但是你看英文，他说 by faith of Jesus Christ toward all。
So although we cannot see it through Chinese translation, however, here we see in English the by faith of Jesus Christ towards all.
所以今天我们能称义，今天我们能够进入在基督里的范围，是有一个不但有个神的信心，还有一个耶稣基督的信心。
So today we are able to be justified and we can enter into the boundary of Christ. Here is not only the faith of God, but also the faith of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督的信心是同于这个神。神的信心是把神的信心显明出来的信心。
So the faith of God is the same as the Jesus Christ, the faith of Jesus Christ, which reveals the faith of God.
所以这是我们信心的根基。如果我们没有神的信心，没有耶稣基督的信心，我们的信心是没有根基的。
So this is the foundation of our faith. Without the faith of God and without the faith of Jesus Christ, our faith has no foundation.
那我们再看因为我想我这里强调的重点在信心方面，我不是在讲这个救恩的那些其他的方面。
So let's read down, as here I focused upon faith, not about other aspects of salvation.
二十八节，这三章二十八节，所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Chapter 3, verse 28, for we reckon that a man is justified by faith without works of law.
看定这个字呢，就是英文的翻译那个 reckon。
So this is the word translated into reckon.
就是计算的意思。
To account.
那你如果读罗马书第四章，你就发现信心跟计算是几乎是等号的。
If you read Book of Romans chapter 4, then you realize faith is just as equal to reckon.
所以我们如果看懂了神的信心，看懂了神儿子的信心，耶稣基督的信心，我们的信心就有着落了。我们的信心是根据神的信心，神儿子的信心。
So if we can truly understand the faith of God and the faith of His Son Jesus Christ, then our faith has taken root, which is because our faith is based on the faith of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们再看这个信心哈，它会带来什么样的影响？
So let's see what kind of influence would the faith bring out.
在罗马书第五章第一、第二节告诉我们，我们因信，既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 2, Therefore, having been justified on the principle of faith, we have peace towards God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
By whom we have also access by faith into this favor in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God.
所以这里不但是讲到称义，这里也讲到呢，我们跟神，因为主耶稣的，因为耶稣基督的缘故呢，有平安，相合就是有平安的意思。
So here not only talk about justify, but also because of Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace.
所以一个蒙主恩典实际的人，他应该是在基督的平安里面，在神的平安里面。
So therefore, if someone truly have received the Lord's grace, he shall be in the peace of God and peace of Jesus Christ.
而且在这个平安里面呢，让我们能够进入这个恩典的生活。
And in such peace, we can enter into the life of grace.
这个不是只是。你知道我们常常讲的这个为主做见证，常常都是我们这搞的这个走投无路了，我们这个非常困难了，然后我们得主这样子救回来说我们说主真的我们感谢主，我们经历这个东西。
Sometimes we say that it's when we come to the end of ourselves and the Lord saved us, and therefore we say we thank the Lord we have such experience.
但这里所讲的经历是更进一步的。你不是把你自己搞得这个走投无路了，然后才来找主。
But the experience here talks about is even further that it does not mean that we put ourselves to the end of ourselves, then we return to seek the Lord.
这里一个情况就是称义了，并且在基督的平安里面来生活。
So here the situation is being justified and live in the peace of Christ.
然后在平安里面呢，又在这恩典里面，在这个恩典里面呢，是跟神有一个正面的，有一个成长，有一个进入神丰富的这个交通。
And when in peace, that also enter into grace, and in such grace, then we can grow and enter into the right fellowship with God.
所以这是带来开眼睛的、前瞻性的，是你从来。眼睛没有看过，耳朵没听过的，人心没有想过的那个神的丰富，基督的丰富。
So this is very eye-opening, which brings about the riches of Christ, which is our eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, our heart have never imagined.
我们必须承认，真正进入这样的基督徒不是非常多。
We have to confess that there are not that many Christians truly entering into this.
但是你说进这个、
But if you truly enter into this,
你就会看，就是说欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
Then you will be joyfully boasting the hope of the glory of God.
欢欢喜喜这个字哈，是夸口的意思。
Actually, even though in Chinese it says joyfully, but actually the translation is boast.
所以夸口什么呢？
So what do we boast about?
神荣耀的盼望。
The hope of the glory of God.
所以这是我们生活好像有一个跟神有一个关系，就是我们的生活是经历神的荣耀，认识神的荣耀，进入神的荣耀，甚至到后来能够被带进到神的荣耀里面去。
So this has to do with our life. Our life is to experience the glory of God, to enter into the glory of God, and to understand His glory. And in the end, we can be brought into His glory.
所以到底什么东西是我们荣耀的盼望？
So what exactly is our hope of glory?
这可能是我们这个常常就不注意的。
This might be something we often neglect.
我就稍微这个提醒一下。
So let me just have a brief reminder.
那在启示录第四章告诉我们，神是按他的旨意创造我们的。
Book of Revelation chapter 4 tells us God created us according to his will.
所以如果我们蒙恩得救之后，能够我们在有生之年，神的旨意不但是在天上，神的旨意也行在我们身上，他创造我们的旨意能成就，这是神荣耀的彰显，这也是我们进入神荣耀的一个这个实际的方面。
So after we are saved by grace, if during our lifetime that God's will is not only in heaven, but also His will can be fully manifested upon us, then that's also the hope we can enter into glory.
那另外一方面呢，就是在启示录第五章呢告诉我们，我相信弟兄姊妹已经这个很多次看过这样的经文。
And also tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 5, which brothers and sisters have read this many times.
所以他把我们买回来归于神，能够活在神面前。
As he bought us back, redeemed us back unto God so we can live before God.
然后呢他呢又在我们身上做工，把我们做成国度的实际，把我们做成祭司的实际，能够归给神。
And he works upon us so we can make us into kings and priests unto God.
而且在地上执掌王权。
And also reign over the earth.
你怎么知道这里是这样是荣耀呢？
How do you know this is glorious?
因为后面的赞美就知道。
We can see this from the praises afterwards.
后面这个大神的赞美说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And they loudly praise that worthy is the Lamb which has been slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, and strength, honor, and glory, and blessing.
所以我们如果真的进到这个世纪，我们是进到荣耀的那个层面去的。
Therefore, if we can truly enter into such a reality, then we enter into a level of glory.
那另外一个呢，在启示录十九章呢，我们能够心腹装饰整齐，是个荣耀的。
And also in Book of Revelation chapter 19, when the bride can be fully adorned, this is glorious.
所以这个荣耀盼望是有方向的。
So the hope of glory has a direction.
在圣经很多地方提醒我们，我只是把启示录所提到的部分跟大家稍微提醒一下。
There are many places that remind us in the Bible, and I only remind each one of us through the Book of Revelation.
但是如果是我们指着神的荣耀来盼望 来夸口的话，是会遇到这个患难的经历。
But if we do both in the hope of glory of God, we will encounter tribulations.
但是呢，这里讲说患难，在患难当中呢，你也是能够夸口的。
But here says we also boast in tribulations.
所以这关键就是荣耀的盼望在这个圣徒身上已经是非常实际、非常强烈，而且他人生生活的这个实际的内容在，就是跟这个跟这发生密切的关系。
So the key here is that the hope of glory is so real and so strong, and his daily life actually has so much to do with this.
所以，这个就是遇到困难，也不会让我们觉得。
好了，我听不见。
Yeah, 就是我们遇到困难，我们也不会这个退后不跟随主。
So even when we encounter tribulations and difficulties, we will not draw back and not follow the Lord.
所以我们是不是因为在神的平安底下，是不是？或者说神荣耀的盼望在我们身上成为我们生活的方向和动力的状态。
So are we truly in the peace of God and also the hope of the glory of God become our direction and motivation in our daily life?
哦，这个跟我们面对征战是很有密切的关系的。
So this has so much to do with us when we encounter warfare.
因为那恶者他就是要把我们的盼望整个抹去了，让你变成没有方向，你不用跟随主。
For because the evil one would like to remove all of our hope, so we have no direction and we are not able to follow the Lord.
盼望，不但信心进到盼望，而且在信心在盼望当中呢，丰富的经历神的爱，神借着圣灵把爱浇灌在我们里面。那个爱的经历是直接从主，直接从圣灵来到我们身上的。
So not only through faith to enter into the hope, but also such hope through the Holy Spirit can greatly pour down the Lord's love towards us.
所以如果神的爱是直接从主，从圣灵来到我们身上，你就会发现它有个性质，它不一定会借着弟兄姊妹，它不一定会借着这个我们所希望的人到我们身上。
So if the love of God pours upon us directly from God, then it might not be coming through the brothers, sisters, or those we encounter to come upon us.
但是这个爱的经历呢，也对于耶稣基督并他钉十字架，他为我们舍命呢，有这个密切的关系。
But the experience of love has so much to do with Christ Jesus and him crucified, and he gave up his life for us.
好，那我们讲到信心呢，我们就需要注意到信心的生活。
So when we talk about faith, we have to pay attention to the life of faith.
那信心的生活呢，在加拉太第二章二十节呢，是给我们非常宝贵的提醒。
And the life of faith is being mentioned in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, which is a very precious reminder to us.
所以他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I'm crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me, but in that I now live in flesh. I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me.
所以这里这个就是说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，这是已经成为的事实。
So I'm crucified with Christ, it's already a reality.
那我的信心呢，是不是进到这个事实里面？
So whether it's my faith enter into such reality.
那如果进到这个事实里面，他就说现在活着的时候，现在活着在现在地上生活的活着呢，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
As it's already we enter into a reality, so therefore, as we live upon earth, no longer live I, but Christ lives in me.
不但是这样子，而且什么？我如今我虽然在肉身活着，但是呢，是因神儿子的信心而活。这里中文的翻译跟这个原文呢是有一点差异的。
So although the Chinese translation might not reveal this way, but here says that I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God.
那我们如果真的是因神儿子的信心而活，那我们就跟圣灵的关系应当是非常的密切。
So if we truly live by the faith of the Son of God, then we should have such intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit.
首先我们得救是靠着圣灵入门的。
So first, our salvation is enter in through the Holy Spirit.
那我们呢，这个在地上的生活呢，应该是靠着圣灵行事的。
So therefore, we shall walk our life through the Holy Spirit upon earth.
然后一直到一个地步呢, 能够靠着圣灵来成全。
Until to such a point can be perfected by the Holy Spirit.
所以呢, 这样的话呢, 这个, 仇敌要这个搅扰我们的这个呢, 就没有机会。
Therefore, there's no ground for the enemy to disturb us.
而且呢, 靠着圣灵生活呢, 圣灵是有他的, 他有他工作的法则, 会有他的路径的。
Therefore, as we walk, we live by the Spirit, then there's the principle of working of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果真的是在灵里面, 你就发现你顺的这个途径呢, 是圣灵的途径, 而不是人肉身人意的, 或者世界的途径。
So if we truly we are in the Holy Spirit, then we walk the way by the Holy Spirit, not by flesh.
所以这样的一个圣灵途径呢, 它把我们不但带进到这个与基督同钉十字架的实际呢, 而且连我们的肉体也同钉十字架, 那个经历的是变得丰富的。
So to walk by the Holy Spirit, the way of the Holy Spirit bring us to enter into, so we can crucify together with Christ into its reality, and also the experience is abundant.
而且呢, 世界, 啊, 就我而论, 世界已经钉在十字架上。 就世界而论,
and also to me, the world has already been crucified on the cross, and to the world, I'm also being crucified on the cross.
这看起来好像是原则性的话, 但是如果我们进入这个实际, 你就发现在属灵的征战中呢, 仇敌就没有办法搅动我们。
This seems as a principle, however, if we do enter into its reality, then when we encounter spiritual warfare, the enemy cannot disturb us.
那在信心上, 这个, 主说天上地上一切所有, 要在基督里面同归于一。
And in faith, that the Lord says that all things shall head up, all things in heaven and earth in Christ Jesus.
这个不但是神话语宣告的事实, 也是神旨意的一个核心的部分。
This is not only the truth of God's proclamation, but also the very key point, focal point of God's work.
这也是主引导我们在跟随主，甚至我们在跟弟兄姊妹彼此的建造，都是在这样的一个核心的旨意里面。
And whether that when the Lord guides us or when we fellowship with brothers and sisters, it's all under such focal point.
所以呢，我们在这个在属灵的经历上，我们的信心是逐渐成长的。
So in the spiritual experience, our faith gradually grows.
这个成长呢, 是跟我们是不是进入基督身体的实际呢, 有非常密切的关系。
And this growth has so much to do with whether we can enter into a reality of the body of Christ.
因为刚才我们看到, 神有国度的呼召, 有这个把我们做成这个祭司的呼召, 有心腹的 这个装饰整齐的呼召，这一切都在那个基督身体的见证的那样的成就当中来成就的。
For as we read that God has the calling to make us kings and the calling to make us priests and also make us the calling to make us the bride to be fully adorned, all these can be fulfilled in the building up of the body of Christ.
而且不但如此, 就是我们生命的个人的生命的度量，基督生命的度量在我们身上的成长。 跟我们进入基督身体的那样的那个进入的实际的进入的程度有非常密切的关系。
And not only that, actually the capacity of the stature of fullness of Christ, which grows upon us, has so much to do with the body of Christ.
我们需要很清楚很知道一个现实存在。
We have to very clearly know this reality.
神的仇敌魔鬼, 是绝对不希望心腹装饰整齐。
God's enemy, the devil, definitely does not want the bride to be fully adorned.
他一定用尽各种的方式来让心腹不能装饰整齐。
He must use all kinds of ways to hinder the bride from being ready.
其中一个方式就是拦阻我们进入基督身体的经历。
And one of the ways is to hinder us from entering into the experience of the body of Christ.
所以呢, 这个, 他只要在教会里面, 在基督徒当中呢, 兴风作浪, 到一个地步呢, 基督徒呢, 这个, 基督身体的经历被破坏了, 被打岔了, 基督徒呢, 个人也好, 团体也好, 都不能长大成熟。
So the devil just have to be among the Christians to stir up and making a mess to such a point that the body of Christ, the experience of body of Christ is being breaking up, and therefore the bride cannot be fully adorned.
只要教会不能成熟, 圣徒不能成熟, 仇敌他就可以继续的做抵挡神的工作。
As long as the church cannot become mature, the saints cannot become mature, and the enemy, therefore, then the enemy will continue to be against God.
所以你看到在神的话里面就告诉我们说, 一面怎么样说, 我们要在身体里面生活, 基督身体里面生活, 而且一面也在这样的生活中认识神的儿子, 而且呢, 信心呢, 能够逐渐被带到这个神儿子信心丰满的地步。
So we see God's words say that on the one hand, we live in the body of Christ and by faith, and also we have to come to the knowledge of the Son of God, and to such a point, we can become full-grown men.
那到了一个真正成熟的时候，就是教会是满有基督长成的身量。
And when we become mature, then the measure of the stature of the, we have the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以今天对我们来讲, 我们在日常生活中, 在教会生活中, 在我工作生活中, 在家庭生活中, 能够显明活着就是基督, 就是基督在我身上的那个实际是何等的重要。
So to us, how important it is that in our daily life, in church life, or work, or even family life, to reveal that to live is Christ, then how important that is.
如果我们进入那个丰富，他说什么，就不再做小孩子，也不会中人的诡计，也不会被欺骗的法术，被这些异教之风这一个搅动，飘来飘去。
So if we do, we are able to enter into such a reality, then therefore we might no longer be babes tossed and carried about by every wing of that teaching which is in the sight of men in unprincipled cunning with a view of systematic error.
我们必须承认哈，我不晓得弟兄姊妹承认不承认，但是我承认一件事情，如果我们基督的身量对主的认识、信心不长大，
I don't know about you, but I have to confess that if the measure of the stature of Christ and our understanding and the faith does not grow,
基督徒是最容易受骗的人。
Christians are the ones most easily being deceived.
你承认不承认?
Do you admit
你接受不接受这样的说法?
That? Do you accept this?
基督徒是最容易受骗的。
Christians are those most easily being deceived.
啊, 所以有各种形式可以让基督徒受骗。
So in all kinds of ways, the Christians can be cheated.
但是呢, 你如果真的 信心被带到，你跟着神儿子的信心而生活，而神儿子的信心在我们身上长大，我们进入基督的身体生活，我们的眼睛被开启，你就发现了，仇敌要用什么方式来骗不了。
If we can truly live by the faith of Jesus Christ, and our faith grows, and our experience grows, and therefore, if we truly enter into such experience, regardless of what kind of evil scheme the enemy uses, we will not be deceived.
所以真正的信心, 它会带来基督身体的建造。
So the true faith will bring in the building up of the body of Christ.
所以呢, 它不但带来身体的, 基督身体的建造, 它呢, 也带来这个, 这个怎么样说, 让心腹装饰整齐的时机。
So it does not only bring in the building up of the body of Christ, but also bring in the reality of bride being fully adorned.
那我们提到信心哈，有一件事情就我们就需要特别注意。
As we talk about faith, there's one thing we should especially pay attention to.
什么方面、什么样的情况发生，会叫我们没有信心，或者叫我们的信心软弱？
What kind of things that happens which will make us without faith or weaken our faith?
我们知道在提摩太前书第一章这样告诉我们。
Here tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1.
在第四、第五节告诉我们。
Verse 4 and 5.
他说不可听从荒谬无凭的话和无穷的家谱，这等事只生辩论，并不发明神在信心上所立的章程。
Nor to turn their mind to fables and interminable genealogies, which bring questionings rather than further God's dispensation, which is in faith.
命令的总归就是爱，这爱就是清洁的心，从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心生出来的。
But the end of what is enjoyed is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and unfeigned faith.
所以在我们许多的遇到的情况和经历当中，那有许多的事情是不会让我们在信心上进步的。
So with so many things we encounter that most of them do not help us to grow in faith.
所以我们是需要主怜悯我们，能够不落在那样的情况底下。
We need the Lord to have mercy upon us. We do not fall under such condition.
那这里提到一个信心的章程，章程这个字呢，就是像它在别的地方翻译成像管家或者管理这个意思。
As here talk about God's dispensation, which is in faith, which in other places it's translated as the management of the household.
所以神对信心，就是我们的信心的状况，神有一些原则呢，我们注意了，我们的信心就可能就不错。
So regardless, so in terms of our faith, there are some principles that God has. If we pay attention to that, then our faith can be okay.
当然我们知道，我们是一定根据神的信心、神儿子的信心。
Of course, everything is based on the faith of God and the faith of His Son.
所以真正的信心是根据神所说的、神所断案的、神所启示的，就是神他心意表明的，那就应该是我们能接受的。
So the true faith is based on what God says and what God judges and what God reveals, and what He reveals is what we shall accept.
所以基督徒的生活哈，有一个进步的阶段。那我们刚得救的时候啊，我们都是以我们还没有得救以前的那些的想法来看事情，来评估事情。
So there's the progression of Christian life. Before we believe the Lord, then we base on our thoughts are based on the things we accept before we are saved.
所以我们常常也发生好像，我们虽然是信主了，但是我们看事情、决定事情、断定事情，跟没有信主没什么差别。
So it can be that even though we have believed the Lord, but we view things, there's no difference between them before we believe the Lord.
直到有一天，你明白，你认识，他是主，他是至高的主，他是万主之主，到底是什么意思？
Until one day you truly understand that He is the Lord, He is the Lord Most High, and He is the Lord of Lords.
如果我们真的知道那个意思，我们就会以神所示的、神所断定的为我们的断定。
So if we truly can understand that meaning, then we judge based on God's judgment.
神所引导的为我们跟随的。
And we base on what God leads to what we shall follow.
如果我们进到这个阶段，我们在信心里面进到这个阶段，我们就跟神不会有在那里无止境的在那里争论。
If we come to this stage in our faith, then we would not have endless arguments with God.
通常我们看到，如果 基督徒之间对于这些主的事情，跟随主的事情有许多的争论，其实关键就是在于他 这些基督徒呢，是不是真正让主做主。
Very often we see that if among Christians there are many arguments about the things we follow God, then the critical point is whether Lord is truly the Lord amongst them.
如果主说他就是，如果他真的进入，基督是教会的头，主是主，主是教会的头，那主也亲自显明了他一切，我们其实是没什么好讲的。
If we truly enter in the reality that Lord is the Lord of the church, Lord is the head of church, and as He reveals all things, then there's nothing else we can say.
如果主已经显明了，我们还有很多在那里这个理由那个理由这样的那样这样的想法那样想法这样的这样的这样的辩论那样的辩论。
If the Lord already reveals all things, but we still have our own thoughts or arguments or debates.
那也就是说，主所断案的不是我的断案。
In other words, that means what the Lord says and judges is not my judgment.
神的旨意不是我的意思。
God's will is not my will.
所以这个是一个非常现实的。
So this is something so practical.
那这里呢特别提到就是说信心有一个管理办法。
And here especially says that faith has the way of management.
所以这个信心管理办法呢跟我们这个人有关系。
So the way of management about the faith has to do with us, the person.
所以第五节说什么，命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心无伪的信心生出来的。
Verse 5, but the end of what is in joy is love out of pure heart and good conscience and unfeigned faith.
所以从信心进到爱，这是有一个生命的成长的过程。
So to enter from faith into love, there's the progression growth of life.
但这里有三方面，清洁的心。
There are three aspects, pure heart.
无愧的良心。和无伪的信心。
A good conscience and unfeigned faith.
那清洁的心就跟在马太福音第五章告诉我们说，清心的人有福的，那个清心是同样的字。
So a pure heart is the same word as it's mentioned in Book of Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those of pure heart.
所以它一面是清洁，一面又是纯洁。
So on the one hand, it's clean as well as pure.
那主说什么？清心的人有福了，他必得见神。
So the Lord says, "Blessed are those pure heart; they shall see God."
所以一个人他的信心如果刚强的话，他一定常常见神。
So for someone's faith is strong, then he shall definitely often see God.
那这也是在我们要问我自己啊，我到底是在我的生活中，我。见神多呢还是见人多？
So I shall ask myself that in my life, do I meet God more often or do I meet people, men?
是神可以引导我呢还是人可以左右我呢？
Is it I'm being led by God, God is able to lead me or men are able to direct me?
是我这个以我自己的意思为我的这个生活的主导呢，还是我的意思是服在神的旨意底下呢？
Is it based on my own will that I live my life, or my will is under the will of God?
我所追求的，我蒙恩得救的，我的追求是神荣耀的盼望，神荣耀的盼望呢，还是我追求属地属人的盼望呢？
After I'm being saved by grace, what I seek, is it after the hope of glory of God or the hope of the earthly things?
这跟清洁的心有关系的。
This has to do with a pure heart.
你有清洁的心，你就来到神面前，你跟神一定是非常亲密的交通。
When you have a pure heart, as you come before God, you definitely have very intimate fellowship with God.
你有清洁的心， 你要进入天父和神儿子的交通，就不是太困难。
When you have pure heart, it's not too difficult for you to enter into the fellowship between Father and the Son.
为什么呢？因为你常常见神了。
Why is that? Because you often meet God.
就好像我们小孩子，我们很小的时候，父母的意思，我们搞不太清楚。
Just like when we were so young that we were not so clear about parents' heart.
但是我们非常依靠父母，所以我们一天到晚就抓着父母，然后呢，他走哪里就哪里，他什么我们就学什么。
But we are so dependent to parents, therefore we always lay hold of them and we learn things from them.
那虽然是父母跟我讲什么，我虽然听了，但我也不知道那到底是什么东西。
Even though I might not fully understand what parents told me.
但是呢，父母不厌其烦地教我们，再教我们，改正我们，再改正我们。
But parents very patiently teach us over and over again and correct us over and over again.
除非我们对于父母对我们教的，我们是真的都不在乎。
Unless we truly do not care about what parents teach us.
但是如果我们好好的注意父母，我们在小的时候他教我们。
If we pay attention to what parents taught us when we were young.
有一天我们真的懂了。
Then one day we will truly understand.
哦，他讲的就是这个意思。
So then we understand what the parents meant.
所以可能有的机会就是，这个有外人在的时候，这个遇到一个情况，那个小孩子他突然讲一个话，我们想说小孩子讲大人的话。
So it might be that all of a sudden this child says something, and then we saw that this child is saying some adult words.
所以如果我们真的是有清洁的心
So if we truly have pure heart
根本就不用担心
Then we don't even have to worry about it
常常见神你经常见神就是最迟钝的人也总有一天可以明白神的旨意受神准确的带领
Even when we are able to always meet God and often see God, even the slowest person, one day will finally understand God's will.
就像保罗他说啊，我从前是逼迫人、污慢人，我是亵渎神的，但是我蒙恩得救了。
Just like Paul said that previously, he was blaspheming God and also mock people, and he was against God. But one day he was saved by grace.
因为我遇见了这救我的主啊。
For because he has met the Lord who saved him.
所以呢，他整个人生就转向跟随主的生活。
So his entire life turned to the life of following the Lord.
所以清洁的心是信心的一个重要的点。
So pure heart is a very important point about faith.
清洁的心使得我们在神面前跟神呢是非常的融洽的，而且是这是跟神非常敞开的。
A pure heart allows us to have very harmonized with God and very open towards God.
所以跟随神的带领，依靠主，不是什么羞耻的事情。
So to follow Lord's leading and depend on the Lord is not something shameful.
我们就是真的是非常非常的迟钝，但是不断的健身，主也让我们。终于这个迟钝人开窍了。
Even though we might be someone so slow, however, if we always meet God, then eventually the someone who is slow will eventually be opened up the understanding.
我们要知道哈，圣徒之间的关系，或者人和人之间的关系，都会根据我们跟神的关系。
We have to know that the relationship between saints and between men all is based on our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系越亲密、越融洽、越深入。
The more intimate, harmonized, and deeper relationship we have with God.
那我们跟人的关系也会更敞开，也会更能够一起认识神。
Then our relationship with men can be more open and also can together to know God.
那彼得他很了解这个事。
Peter knew this very well.
因为彼得他在 主耶稣他在肉身，主耶稣还在肉身的时候，跟随主的时候
，When Peter followed the Lord in his flesh，
他亲身经历，他们十二个使徒常常吵来吵去，争来争去，争谁为大，然后呢，大家抢风头。
Himself experienced those 12 apostles, they were arguing with one another who was the biggest.
但是呢，他经历主深入的时候，他对于这个主的心意明白越透的时候，
But the more deeper he has experienced the Lord and the more he understood about the Lord's will.
他在彼得前书告诉我们，他说你们要用清洁的心来彼此相爱。
He told us in 1 Peter that you have loved one another out of pure heart.
所以也就是说，这个人有清心的人，他活在神面前。所以这个清洁的心，这个单纯的、这个纯洁的心呢，他在神面前能跟神有一个特别亲密的关系。结果他跟弟兄姊妹呢，能够在神的爱里面去一起，能够见证神的爱。
Which is this person who has a pure heart always lived before God, and therefore he's able to love brothers and sisters through such pure heart.
所以这里不是只有向着神那一面，他也有向着人这一面的。
So this is not only towards God, but also towards man.
所以为什么当这个圣徒单纯的来跟随主的时候，你就发现了那个神的那个爱的火，那个爱的那个工作，在圣灵当中那种烧起来的时候啊，你真的是怎么讲说，无法形容的那种美，无法形容的那种强大的吸引力。
That's why when saints out of pure heart very simply just to follow the Lord, then when this love of fire that burns among the saints.And it's truly it's such beautiful to such a point you cannot even comprehend or describe.
那种无法，而且有无法用言语表达的那个建造的能力。
And there's this power of building which cannot be described by words.
啊，另外就是无愧的良心。
Also the unfeigned faith.
啊，这里无愧良心。
Good conscience.
其实这个无愧这个字哈，是。良善那个字
Actually, this word is good.
那也就是主告诉我们说，只有一位是良善的，就是神是良善的。
Just like our Lord say, there's only one who is good, that is God.
所以这个良心呢，在神面前是可以被神完全悦纳的。
So this conscience can be completely accepted by God.
那良心在灵里面是一个关键的作用。
And conscience in the spirit is a very important effect.
我们知道灵里面有三个功用，灵有三个功用，一个是良心、直觉和交通。
So there are three functions of the spirit, which is conscience, intuition, and fellowship.
良心是关于对错的问题。
Conscience has to do with right and wrong.
就是义和不义，对对错的问题。
So it's righteous or unrighteous, right or wrong.
那也关系到审判，你知道吗？
Has to do with judgment.
所以如果是无愧的良心，那你就不落在审判底下。
So if it's good conscience, then you do not fall under judgment.
啊，那这个良心的问题一过去了，一解决了，那你发现呢，直觉呢就被准确了。
So the issue of conscience is correct. Then you know that intuition is also right.
那直觉是关系到神的心意的问题。
Intuition has to do with the will of God.
所以你怎么知道是神的意思，不是神的意思？
So how do you know whether it's the will of God or not?
不是理由讲通了才是神的意思，不是我们讲理由讲的我们过得去才是神的意思。
It's not that if we reasoning and then it seems it's reasonable, then it's the will of God.
因为我们现代的知识太丰富，所以我们什么都讲理由，什么都讲理由，我们跟神也讲理由，我们一切都讲理由，所以呢，好像我们不能讲理由呢，神就没有意思了。
Because our knowledge is so knowledgeable right now that so we reason with God in everything. And then if we do not reason, then it seems it's not God's will. But God is so infinite, so when we face the leading of God, that we might not be able to understand all its reasonings, but that's so normal. The Holy Spirit is able to tell us within what the will of God is.
然后呢, 这个交通跟敬拜有关系。
And the fellowship, which communion has to do with worship.
所以无愧的良心就关系到我们的灵是不是功用能正常。
So a good conscience has to do with the function of our spirits, normal.
我们的灵的功用正常, 你就发现了我们的魂啊, 我们的心思情感意志啊, 也会怎么样说, 逐渐地被更新, 成为新造的,
So if our function is the function of a spirit is normal, then therefore our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion, can also back to normal.
所以这关系到我们这个那个新生命在我们身上，那个新造的工作在我们身上。 能不能够从我们的灵里面达到魂，甚至达到身体有密切的关系？
So therefore, it has so much to do with this work of new creation upon us, whether it can work out from the spirit to soul and even to body.
因为信心的生活不是光灵里面的感觉，它会还有这个魂的表现，还有能够这个实际行出来的这些行这些。
For the life of faith is not just based on the feeling in the spirit, but also has to do with our soul and also how the manifestation of soul and how we can walk out.
无愧的良心是一件重要的事。
So it's very important to have a good conscience.
而且良心一有破口，信心就沉下去。
And when there's gap, when there's wreckage of the conscience, then our faith falls.
我们必须要注意哈，我们先不要管别人他情况怎样。
We have to pay attention. We do not have to care about how others' condition is.
我们先要注意我自己在良心上。 有没有破口？
We first have to pay attention about myself, whether there's the gap, the breach in my conscience.
我在神面前的信心就不会有问题。
If I have good conscience, then my faith before God has no issues.
呀，这个是良心的部分，是关于信心，是不是？ 能够坚定在神面前有关系。
So this is about our conscience, whether we're able to establish our faith before God.
那另外一个就是无伪的信心。
And also unfeigned faith.
那无伪的信心这个字呢, 它原文是来自于不是在审判底下的这个意思。
So this word unfeigned, the original word is, it's not under judgment.
所以它是没有虚假的。
So there's no falsehood.
所以就说这个信心呢，是跟神儿子的信心，跟神的。对不起，断掉了。 所以这个信心呢，是表示跟这个信心是跟神儿子的信心和神的信心是能够一致的。
So this faith is in the same direction, in same one accord with the faith of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要主帮助我们，先知道我们到底是不是一个有信心的人。
So we do need the Lord to help us to first know that whether we are someone with faith.
是不是在信心里面主把我们带到盼望，是不是在信心里面让我们对于神的爱直接跟神的爱的经历呢是更迟的。
So is it that in faith then God bring us into hope and by faith that our love and experience with God is even more solid?
那是不是在信心里面主允许我们经历一些考验的时候呢我们仍然是像那些信心的见证人身上见证神我们的信心跟神儿子的信心跟神的信心是一致的。
And it's in faith that when we go through tribulations or trials, that whether just like those faithful ones, that our faith is in one accord with God.
如果我们信心出问题，我们在属灵的征战上有出问题。
If our faith has issues, then when we encounter things about spiritual warfare, we will have issues.
如果我们信心是在神面前是被神悦纳的，那我们在能够与主同工在征战上，主要成就的得胜，有可能借着我们能够来彰显。
If our faith is being acceptable by God, then during spiritual warfare in the things God, that God will accomplish, then we might, through the victory of God, then we can also experience victory.
好，我想因为时间的缘故，我们今天就先把重点看在这个信心的这个方面。
Because of time, we pay attention to faith today.
我们有人祷告。
Let's pray.
主庄，主，我们赞美你，主啊，你要我们能够举起信心的藤牌，来灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Lord, we praise you for you would like us to hold the shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the evil one.
我们求你先帮助我们，能够在你面前有一个被你悦纳的信心，能够成就你旨意的信心，能够荣耀你名的信心。
May you first help us, so before you will have the faith acceptable to you, and also the faith that can fulfill your will, and also the faith that can glorify you.
使得仇敌对我们个人和对你教会，对于你旨意的攻击都归于无效。
So put into non-effect of the enemy's attack to your will and also to your church.
主，我们谢谢你，你的话中能够去思考，也能够你向我们开启你话语的内容。
Lord, we thank you that through your words we can meditate, and may you open up your words to us.
愿你智慧和启示的灵再一次是给我们更深、更进入、更实际的认识。
May your spirit, wisdom, and revelation to bring us to enter into deeper and more solid understanding.
好。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.